Baptism and Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, Baptism and Me. Actually, it's a Bible story. Baptism and Me, a Bible story. What is baptism but a purification, initiation, and a naming ritual? Well, for me, baptism is quite different. For me, baptism is perhaps a naming ritual, but it's quite different. Because when I go to New York, New Jersey, Florida, when I travel to Minnesota, I travel to the state of California, I go to New Mexico, and I go to Arizona, and I go to Nevada, I go to Utah, I go to Mexico itself, I go down to Texas, I go all over the United States. I go to Europe, I go to Switzerland, I go to Germany, I go to Italy, yes, and I go to Greece, and I go down to Africa, many of the places in Africa, and I go on the east. Wherever I go, it comes up that people want to be baptized. And so I say to them, very good. And they like my baptisms because my baptisms are something a little bit special. Or a little bit special, very much special. And they say, okay, Dr. Byerly, please do my baptism, or do my son, or do my daughter, or do my family, do my husband, and myself. In Nigeria, I did a baptism, and I did a baptism for the children. And there were maybe about 30 children there, and it was quite a significant baptism. Well, after the baptism had completed, all of their parents, there were 60 to 70 parents, they all stood up and they wanted to be baptized too, the same way their children were baptized. Well, now their children and themselves, they all had very interesting Nigerian names, and I was not even trying to pretend to say the Nigerian names. They knew what they were. But they wanted me to give them the purification, initiation, and the naming ritual. And I gave it to them as I do in all baptisms that I conduct. And I take the child in my arms or touch the person and I say, I baptize you in the purity, in the goodness, in the power, in the love of all that is. You are divine. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are whole and perfect now. Every organ, action, function in your body is whole and perfect now. You are created divine. You're living your original purity and integrity right now. And then I get to the nubbin of the baptism. I get to the initiation and naming ritual. And the initiation and naming ritual is not their individual name, but their universal name. And I say to each adult or child, you are a genius. You were born a genius. You are now initiated knowledgeably, knowingly, into the fact that you are a genius. And everything you do is the act of a genius. And then, as I speak to or touch each person, I am inspired to speak on some area with them. I might say to them, you are a genius. You are a leader. You show the way to all the world how to live in peace and harmony and goodness. You show the way to all the world how to recognize everyone now is whole and perfect even as you are. And I go on with these wonderful attributes of genius and realization of who they are. And as I finish each baptism, whether I use flowers or water, or whether I use just my fingertips, I baptize each person into their original purity and integrity, into their divine reality, into who and what they are. And as I finish, and I take the child and want to return the child to the parents' arms, the parents don't want to take the child. They say, say more, say more, say more. And as I finish with an adult, I want to remove my hand from them, and my hand is like magnetized to them, and it does not want to be able to be released. They want me to say more, say more, say more. They've got the message of their divinity. They've gotten their original purity and their integrity. They've gotten the idea of who and what they are, and they want to keep hearing it and keep hearing it. And I say, say this to yourself, to the little child, you are this. You are this. Live it, for truly that's all you do. Baptism. What a glorious, what a wonderful thing. Purification, initiation, the naming ritual. But the name is the name of the original purity and integrity of their inner genius. Their inner genius that shines out and sparkles out into all areas of their life, perfectly, beautifully, fantastically now. It's a magical time. It's a magical life. It's a magical world. Baptism and me, I love it. I love it. I love it. Every time I give a baptism, it's not a matter of the name of the individual, for that is what was given to them at birth. But I give them what was given to them before they were born. The original purity and integrity, the genius that they are of the universal allness, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and make sure someone baptizes you that way. It's pretty wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.